I'm gonna send right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me.
Welcome to Naps Chat for the week ending Friday, November 30th. This is NAPS Director of Legislative and Political Affairs, Bob Levy. NAPS Chat highlights legislative, regulatory, and political issues that matter most to members of the National Association of Postal Supervisors. In this week's episode of NAPS Chat, we will be talking about the leadership lineup in the House of Representatives, as well as for the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. That is the committee with jurisdiction over the Postal Service and the earned benefits enjoyed by postal employees. In addition, we will be talking about the new opportunity to jumpstart efforts to expand vote-by-mail initiatives. And finally, we need to start talking about introducing NAPS to the approximately 100 new members of the House of Representatives and the Senate. First, it's been 3 weeks since the 2018 midterm elections, and we now know the Democratic Party secured a net pickup of 40 seats in the House of Representatives. This means that the 116th Congress, which convenes on January 3rd, will begin with 235 Democrats and 200 Republicans. It is also likely that the House rules will be changed to permit delegates to the House, such as the representatives from the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and the Mariana Islands, and that they will have a vote with regard to certain motions that are brought to the floor of the House of Representatives. Of these delegates, four are Democrats and one is a Republican. The delegates had such floor privileges the last time Democrats controlled the House of Representatives. As they say, to the victor go the spoils. Hence, the Speaker of the House of Representatives will be a Democrat, and in all likelihood will once again be Nancy Pelosi. She was endorsed by the House Democratic Caucus for that position earlier this week. But inasmuch as the Speaker is provided for in Article 1 of the United States Constitution, the position is voted upon by the full House of Representatives. This vote will be conducted on the first day of the new Congress. Representative Pelosi will need a majority of the members of the House who are present and voting. That translates into 218 votes if all 435 members of the House vote. There has been considerable discussion about the possibility that some Democratic members may withhold their support, which could complicate matters. Nevertheless, her being denied the Speaker's gavel seems remote. It is customary for the House Minority Leader to be nominated for Speaker as well. Also, earlier this week, the Democrats elected Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland as their majority leader and Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina as their majority whip. These positions are not voted upon by the full House of Representatives. Generally, the majority leader is responsible for setting the House floor schedule, and the whip is the primary vote counter for the party. I would add that both Representatives Hoyer and Representative Clyburn have been particularly close to NAPS over their entire congressional career. The minority leader will be Kevin McCarthy of California, and the minority whip will be Steve Scalise of Louisiana. One surprise with regard to committee leadership is that the uncontested candidate for the ranking GOP slot on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina, stepped aside at the last meeting, permitting his friend, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, to assume the ranking slot. The Republican Steering and Policy Committee earlier indicated that it would deny Jordan the ranking slot on the House Judiciary Committee. That's the committee that, if articles of impeachment were to be drafted and investigations of the president are conducted with regard to a potential impeachment, that would be on before the House Judiciary Committee. In any case, the Republican Steering and Policy Committee denied Jordan the ranking slot on that committee. It is important to note that Meadows has been the Republicans' leading advocate for bipartisan postal reform legislation and has worked collaboratively with Democrats on postal reform legislation. Particularly, he has worked with the incoming chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Elijah Cummings of Maryland, and the incoming chairman of the subcommittee that will have jurisdiction over government operations, Jerry Connolly of Virginia. It appears that his amenable nature and bipartisanship may have forced him to step aside in light of the committee's anticipation of aggressive oversight by the committee with regard to the Trump administration. Jordan is much more strident in his defense of President Trump, and as a result, there was a possible decision by the Republican leadership to put more of an individual who was not as bipartisan in the position of ranking member of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. It's still too early to determine what this all means for bipartisan postal legislation in the next Congress. Besides advocating for constructive and meaningful postal reform legislation, NAPS has strongly promoted state vote-by-mail initiatives. Currently, three states, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, conduct the elections completely through the mail. The evidence demonstrates that this method of voting is secure, transparent, and less expensive than traditional voting methods. Moreover, it increases voter turnout. Vote by mail is a convenient way to reinforce an individual's civic obligation to vote. It is particularly popular among the young, the old, and those whose business or family responsibilities make it difficult to vote. A product of an agreement, a byproduct of an agreement between Representative Marsha Fudge of Ohio and incoming House Speaker Pelosi, which persuaded Fudge from challenging Pelosi for Speaker, is the reestablishment of the House Subcommittee on Elections with Representative Fudge as the chair. Republicans eliminated the subcommittee in the year 2013. With the growing popularity of early voting, which accounted for 39 million votes in the 2018 midterm election, vote by mail's time has come. Representative Fudge is particularly concerned about voter suppression and possible violation of the Voting Rights Act. Current voting methods enable voter suppression. NAPS will be reaching out to Representative Fudge to push vote by mail, as well as working with NAPS branches to encourage this method of voting at the state level. With the last vote being counted in the midterm elections, we now know there will be 100 new members of Congress, meaning that NAPS will have considerable responsibility in educating freshman representatives and senators about the Postal Service and the legislative issues important to NAPS. Earlier this week, Executive Vice President Ivan Butz sent letters to all incoming members of Congress, representatives, and senators, introducing them to NAPS and offering our assistance as they transition into their policymaking positions. In addition, we will be communicating with state presidents and state legislative chairs, advising them of the new members of Congress in their state, so they can identify the branches associated with the new representatives to facilitate grassroots advocacy initiatives as a roll-up to our March legislative training seminar. We will not know the committee assignments, specifically the members assigned to the House and Senate committees with jurisdiction over the Postal Service and postal benefits, possibly until the end of January. With regard to grassroots advocacy, it's important to note that between January 1st and the LTS, there are 2 weeks in which the House of Representatives will be back home for the district work period, which means there will be opportunities for NAPS members to meet in the district offices with their members of Congress. And that will be the week of January 21st and the week of February 18th. Those weeks coincide with Martin Luther King's birthday and President's Day. That is all the time we have for this week's NAPS Chat. Next week, we'll be rejoined by NAPS legal counsel Bruce Moyer, who will be discussing the upcoming NAPS USPS fact-finding process. So, Have a great weekend, and so long. And until next week.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna